Well, good morning, Brittany and Amari. Welcome to Upfront. How are you?
Morning.
Doing well.
Yeah. Good.
So, Brittany, this is your second time around, so this is more of a welcome back.
Yes. Happy to be back.
And Amari, this is your first time being on the show.
Yeah, first time.
Yeah.
Rookie.
You guys have been in an amazing show over at the Horizon Theater. This is actually the season opener for them for the 2018 season, and we're talking about the new show, The Ballad of, let me make sure I'm saying this right, Klook and Vinette?
Vinette. Yeah.
All right. It's playing now through February 18th, again, over at the Horizon Theater. And let's get into this. Let's talk about your characters and the story, because I've been hearing a lot of great things about this show, and the visual is hot.
Yeah.
You guys are looking all, you know.
It was a nice shoot.
You know, Steve, sex sells, you know.
Yeah, whatever. So let's talk about that.
Klook is, he's a guy with a troubled past. And he has been living his life as on point as he can up to this point. And then love happens, and it kind of takes him down a different road. I think it's an excitement that he experienced from his time in the past, but it's an opportunity to come back and be the version of himself that he likes to be.
Mm-hmm. And Vinette is, she's a bit of a caged bird. She's a frustrated artist. She's a writer. And they're both kind of drifting. They're on their own individual journeys, and they kind of meet in the midst of running from their past histories. Mm-hmm. And they meet up and fall in love, and they just go on this whirlwind love affair adventure.
Yeah. Now, what made you say yes? What made you all say yes to the role? Because I'm sure your agents probably, you know, run things by you and say, hey, you want to do this, blah, blah, blah. You done stuff with Horizon before.
I have.
Yeah, but what made you want to come back?
The writing, for one. Che Walker, who wrote and directed the show, is just a brilliant piece of, like, just word. I don't want to say the word that I'm thinking of. but he just has a way with language that is so beautiful, and it caught my attention and got my heart, like, as soon as I read it, and I just wanted to be a part of it because it's so well written.
Yeah, I
was gonna say word porn, just in case anyone's confused.
I was gonna fill in the gap, but you got it.
Yeah, I was gonna say.
So I didn't. Sometimes I do projects and I just sneak and do them. So like I didn't tell my agents about this, and it happened over Christmas break. So everything had slowed down in the film with film and TV auditioning. I mean, we came in the week before Christmas, rehearsed, and then I left for Christmas break and came back. So they kind of squeezed it in to this tight slot. But, yeah, the poetry and then the music, I haven't sang for people since college, and that was almost 10 years ago. And it seemed like an exciting endeavor. I'd never worked at Horizon Theater. I'm from Atlanta, and I do my best to get on the Atlanta theater scene whenever I can. And two-person play, 63 pages. It seemed like a perfect get it in real quick. Great piece of work.
Yeah. Now speaking of singing, the music is sort of the third, because like you said, this is a two-person production, but music is sort of the third character, and a lot of it comes from Omar Lifehook. Okay, mm-hmm. I'm messing up these names here. What is that like having that as your third character?
Well, Omar Lifehook and Anushka Lucas, they wrote the music together. Omar wrote the male songs and Anushka wrote the female songs. And the music is such that it really propels the story and connects the story so that it all kind of sounds like one big piece of music. It's never like a big showy, like musical theater music moment. And that's what I love about the show, actually. It's like as the characters are on their respective journeys and emotions flare up, you get to a point where you can't do anything but sing. And that's kind of how the music serves this piece.
Yeah, I think one of the telling signs about the music is that it fits in my range as a singer. Most show tunes are like
so
way out of my range. And it's like, I don't do musicals because it hurts.
Yeah,
and,
mine too. That's interesting.
And so these songs, the way like Brittany said, the way they flow out of the situations is so easy. And somebody made a comment one time, like, I don't remember when you guys stopped talking and when you started singing.
Mm-hmm.
And that was, I took that as a beautiful note to continue to, you know, play into that. And then there were notes about when the bass comes in, you guys are having, there's dialogue, but when the bass comes in, you know, there's a shift.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you take that as an internal shift. And so the music really does, the music really does flow together with the dialogue. And it's a great experience.
Yeah. Now, how do you guys keep the audience's attention? Because, you know, I've performed in the past, but I've never been in a two-person situation. So how do you keep it fresh, you know, each night?
I feel like the audience's energy informs the freshness. I mean, it's always the audience's first time seeing it, so it's always going to be fresh, and you know you have a new set of ears to take in the story. That helps. And then just having, like, mutual trust and chemistry and respect for each other on stage. Like, we're partners. We all we got. So when we're up there, we're just locked in, and we know that we have each other's backs. And I think that the audience can feel that energy, and so they stay with us because we stay with each other.
Yeah, the dialogue that Che wrote there. Well, the script is full of soliloquies, mm-hmm. where we're talking directly to the audience. So I can see every face in the audience, and you can see. I mean, people are sitting on the front row with their feet on the stage, and hemming and hawing, you know, talking back sometimes, gasps, you know, at things
Uh-oh.
That happen.
Yeah.
It's like, I got to fight to stay focused sometimes. Dropping purses on the floor. No, I'm kidding. But,
no, he's not.
But we're very much connected. I have this theory about theater, whether it's in a space as intimate as this or somewhere like the Alliance, where, you know, there's a stage and then the audience is clearly separate. But it's constantly a dialogue between the audience and the performers on stage.
Mm-hmm.
We wouldn't have a show if it weren't for the audience. And actors, whenever we talk about shows, there's always the conversation of how the audience is responding. And so with this show, I mean, I literally walk through the audience and talk to them. And so they're 30, a few inches away from me, and I'm looking them in their face and talking to them as though there's a dialogue, because there is a real dialogue, even though they're not talking back to me. There is a true dialogue there.
Yeah. What do you guys think is the takeaway message for this production? What do you want audiences to walk away with?
I hope they walk away seeing themselves reflected on stage. I feel like Che has written two very relatable characters. And even if you don't see yourself, you see someone you knew or know. You see a past relationship or a love affair that you had. I mean, they're just so relatable on so many different levels. They're such layered and complex, fully realized people that he's written. And so I hope that people walk away really feeling connected and like they've seen themselves reflected on stage.
Yeah, I think I'd like people to be reminded of those moments that they were in love.
Mm-hmm.
And the reality of those situations, because it's not always cotton candy and flowers, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It can get really real sometimes. And I think that a lot of times we're really harsh on ourselves. And because we're harsh on ourselves, we're harsh on other people. We judge people. And I think I'd like people to walk away questioning the way that they look at themselves and the way that they look at people that they've judged for the way they've lived their lives. And really, you know, not have an answer for it, but just be in a new space of questioning and wondering and rethinking things.
So I got to ask, what's next for you guys? Because, you know, in going back and looking at what you guys have been doing, like I said, you've been here before, Brittany, and I kind of peeped at your resume, and you're all over the place too. Television.
Oh, yes,
and
a movie star. Amari Cheetah.
So what's next?
she loves to embarrass me. So I'm going back to Los Angeles, where I have a pregnant girlfriend.
Okay.
She's 5 months pregnant, so I have a baby on the way.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you. It's a boy. And I'll be doing a play starting in May called The Skeleton Crew by Dominique Mariso at the Geffen in Los Angeles. So right now, that's what's on my plate. So anything could spring up between now and then.
Same. I mean, that's the nature of the industry. We don't know what's coming next. I am scheduled to do Crowns in May, June with Dominion Entertainment.
Okay.
Tom Jones is directing.
Wow.
So I'm excited to work with Tom again. So that's what's next for me. But who knows what else is coming. And I have a few things airing this year, too, that I'm excited about.
Can you talk about
them? Yeah, okay. Atlanta.
Okay.
And then there's a new show on Fox called The Resident that I booked a small part on that will be airing at the end of this month. So just things like that, trying to get that reel together.
Yeah. Get it together.
Trying to get it together.
You're hearing the voices from the show that is taking place over at the Horizon Theater. We're talking about the Ballad of Klook. I'm going to get this right. And Vanette. Again, that's playing now through February the 18th over at the Horizon Theater. Brittany and Omari, thank you so much for stopping by up front. And more information about this show is available at WCLK.com.